All right, good vach. We're in the middle of Sif Hey. Let's just start from the beginning, just go quickly till we got up to last week. We'll make a sikum of what we said last week and we'll move on. V'kein shnayim, shal yibayim b'derech, zeh b'chavitz shal yayin v'zeh b'kad shal dvash. This is Reisa Magdalet. Two people are going, and one has a barrel of wine, and one has a jug of dvash. When the dvash is more expensive, and the jug cracked, and it's starting to ooze out. V'kodem shishpach hadvash, before the dvash falls out and gets spilled out, la'aret shafach zayenoi, the other person spilled out his own wine, k'day v'hitzol hadvash, and v'hitzol hadvash, he saved this person's dvash, l'teich hachavis, in his barrel of wine. Means he spilled out his wine, so he has now an empty barrel, and he saved this guy's dvash. The halacha is ein loy ala schar haroy loy. He only gets schar haroy loy. More than that, he's not going to get. We said this man points out, talking about with the bala dvash was there. If you want to get reimbursed for the wine that you spilled out, you should have made a t'nai with the bala dvash, and you didn't make the t'nai, so you're only going to get schar haroy like we had before in Siv Gimel. The mamulei atzel shocha. But if he tells them, I'll save your thing, I'll save your dvash, v'tanoisin li d'mei shali, provided you reimburse me for my hafsedim. We said in front of Bezin, he's mechuyev to reimburse him. Now, if he made such a tanai, once he's mechuyev to reimburse him, Zakhtar Ramah, this is, even though it looks like the Machav, it's really the Ramah has 2 days. Obala, the first day is that once he's mechuyev to reimburse him, Obala yain chayev lishbachena. He now has a chiv midaraisa, pashtis. You'll see, he has a chiv now to spill out his wine, kadei latzot dvash chaver, in order to save his friend's dvash, because he's going to get reimbursed. Since the Bailam are promising to reimburse him, so there's no problem. He has no hefset involved. His only reason why he doesn't have chivash of his aveda is because he has a hefset. But here, with the Bailam are willing to reimburse him, so he has no hefset. He has no hefset. Now he has a chiv to Ashavis Aveda. That's the first sheet of Yesh Chokin, and the second sheet is no. Even when the person's committed to reimburse him, he's not mechuyiv to do it. That's it. He's not mechuyiv. Now, why not? Okay, so we discussed last week that Be'etzim, this is really not a din midaraisa. There's only a din alza tnai bezdin. And this machloikis here is a machloikis ishoenim, the riff with the rush. If we pass him like a tnai bezdin, both sheetas really hold that midaraisa you would not be mechuyiv, because you're not mechuyiv to give up your own item, even if you get reimbursement. I'd rather have my wine than payment for my wine. So I'm not mechuyiv mi'ikra adin to do it. It's only mitin t'nai bezdin, and that's this machlokes over there. Did t'nai bezdin say that you have to give up your own item in order to be matzil someone else's item, which is considerably worth more than yours? Now, there's no shear of how much more it has to be worth, even if it's worth one more penny. If you hold like that, shita, then is it t'nai bezdin you mechuyiv to do it? So we discussed last week that if it's something that you're not using for personal use, it's l'schayra, the bach, that if it's meant for schayra, so the wine only means money to you. You don't care about the wine per se. You just want the revach of the wine. So as long as he's willing to reimburse you, then avada, you have to do it. But okay, I'm going to get to that. So that was the chiddush of the sma. The sma came along and said that this hoshayla is about t'nai bezin, but midaraisa, there are times that everyone will be moiz that you're mechuyev. And that, when you don't have what to lose, it means you're not giving up your wine. Like your case is that you're really not attached to the wine. You don't use the wine to drink. You're only for schayra. Another case was where it's only bitum malacha. You're stopping your own jobs. You're not going to get a wage somewhere else in order to save. So as long as the reimbursement is for that loss of salary, then you're fine. It's a dollar for a dollar. It doesn't make a difference which dollar. I get it from my employer. I get it from you. Either one is good. So now Zakhtar Smag, here l'kuli alma, we'll hold that you're chayiv, because this chiv is not al-tznai bezin. That chiv will then be a chiv midaraisa, because you don't have any loss. He's promising to reimburse you. And what we discussed last week is a few tanoim that you need to really satisfy in order to have this smack kick in order that your taka be a chiv l'kuli alma. One is, like we said, of course, you can't have any benefit, derive any benefit from the item itself more than money. Fine. Good. But we also discussed that you need to have a mashkin. If you don't have a mashkin, you're not mechuyev to do it. The only reason why I'm willing to do this is because I know that if I save your dvash, I'll have your dvash as a mashkin for reimbursement of the wine that I lost. But if I'll be in an oifen, I won't have any mashkin on you, then I'm not mechuyev to do it. Just because you promised me up and down that you're going to reimburse me, doesn't mean you're going to reimburse me. So I'm going to be at a loss, I'm at risk, trusting you that you're going to reimburse me. So the mela, if I don't have a mashkin, I won't have this chiyev. Again, on the deraisa level. What, if you hold a tanai bezin, vada tanai bezin overrides that. Because even with that, not only that, tanai bezin holds, take another step, is that the whole chiyev of the sma is a chiyev on the matzel. I have a chiyev al tmeshev aveda, I'll have a chiyev because you're promising to reimburse me. What happens if I'm not around and you want to help yourself and come into my rishus and take my item? You're going to pour out my wine for me, so to speak, take my barrel to save your own dvash. So again, that not only in that case don't have a mashkin, but you have another problem in that case, is that the whole vodah is a chiv midaraisa al tashava on me. I'm not around. I don't have any chiv ashava. So al midaraisa, you wouldn't be allowed to help yourself in my rishus or take something balkochi, whatever, but shalai b'yidiyasi. You wouldn't be able to do that. But al tanai bezdin, if you hold the time bezim, if you hold that first shita, yes, you will even allow to help yourself and come into my rishos. Shall I be the yasa? You could do that. Was part of tanai bezim. Tanai bezim is I could go into your rishos. If my devarim are sitting on your branch, I could cut your branch to save my devarim. I'm allowed to do that and help myself. So you see, tanai bezim allows, even when there's no mashkin, and even when you're not around, I could do it. And tanai bezim is a machlekes over here, these two shitas. Pashas, you know, you can go kimli, whichever way you want. If first shita holds, and my bees, how my, why am I allowed to go into
my bees are in your rishus.
So, but how are you allowed to go into my rishus and take my item? You're cutting my branch, right? It says you can help yourself to hurt me. You're cutting my branch. You're hurting me. You're allowed to help yourself to save your dvarim. You're allowed to do it because your dvarim are worth more than my loss of my branch. So you're allowed to do that. So too, you're allowed to help yourself. Now, we're not talking about this trespassing. We're talking about you're actually hurting me by cutting down my tree or take spilling out my wine. And afa pikan, you're allowed to do that. All right. That was what we discussed last time. Okay, let's move on this inyan. Let's continue with the machaber. But if the dvash already spilled down, it's already on the floor, so now it's hoylich li'ibud, it's going to get lost. The owner of the dvash is not saving this dvash. Harei ze hefka. Now it's automatically, right now it's hefka. Anyone who saves this dvash is saving it for himself. He's allowed to keep the dvash. Here you have a guy, he spilled out his wine to save the dvash, and he can keep the dvash, because the dvash is already hefka, it's already on the floor, and there's no way that the owner is going to be able to salvage his own dvash. It's gone. So memela, it's hefka, and I'm allowed to do it. And Zakhtar Amar, v'yeshayimim afilu lo nishbach ha-dvash adayin, even if it didn't hit the floor yet, rak shenishbar akad, but the jug already broke, kol kach, in such a way, shoye nishbach, so much so that it would already be nishbach im lo hitzel, already zahavi efka. So even though it didn't ooze out of the jug yet, but it already has a massive crack, and it's hopeless. He's lost. There's no way for the Bailam to salvage that dvash. Right then, it's going to kick in, it's going to be hefka, and now if I pick it up, I'll be able to be zeichen it. That is, now, we discussed why is it hefka? How does this work? It's really coming from the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Mehefkera kozachina." Akatayna, I want to be zeicha from hefka. I'm allowed to pick it up because it's already hoylich li'ibud. Now, what makes it hefka? So we discussed many shirim ago. We discussed that there are two basic pshatim here. One is either it automatically turns into zuto shel yam. If you have an aveda that's washed up in the ocean, so that's it. It's zuto shel yam. It's not shayach to save. So it's automatically hefka, even though the Bailam were never miyayish from it. Maybe the Bailam don't even know about it yet. It's automatically hefka, it has a din of zutu shoyam. So to hear, once the dvash is hopeless, it's going to ooze out, it's going to spill to the floor, or it's already on the floor, so it automatically turns into hefka.
I don't get it. In this case, I understand if it's on the floor, but over here, why can't you just put your finger in the cup?
No, apparently he couldn't. It was this massive crack that he had no way to salvage the dvash. So mamela, it's going to be automatic. If you have a way, an economic. We're talking about a way that it won't. You have no way, and it's going to spill out. So it automatically turns into hefka. We had a problem with that, and we discussed is that zutish oyam, it's avudu mimenu umikol adam. No one has the ability to save it. Here, okay, the bala dvash can't save it. The bala yain can save it. He's right there. So what's going on? We're going to get to that. So we discussed that the Rishonim Mavua, that as long as no one is saving it for him, even though there are other people around, but as long as no one's saving it for him, or has a chiv to save it for him, however you want to say it, so Mamela, that will make it already Zutu Shoyam. So when it says, Avudu Mimna Kol Adam, it doesn't mean Mamash Mim Kol Adam, it means Kol Adam, who's willing to save it, or has a chiv to save it for me, if there's no one there, and then it's going to be Zutu Shoyam. That's the first shita. And the other shita we discussed is Al-Siyish. If the Bailam are there, and they see the Dvash oozing out, or going to ooze out, and it's hopeless, he's already screaming, Vailech Chesaron Kis Nebuch, I lost my Dvash, I paid so much money for the Dvash, oy vey, he's already cracking, it's Yish. So he's going to, the reason why it turns into Hefka is Al-Siyish. Those are the two dinim. Those are two pratim, how this works. Either Zutu Shoyam, or the guy was Miyayish. Now, going back to the Zutu Shoyam, here's a shtick of Bayah. The Rosh on that Gemara, the Rosh is brought down in the sheet in Bavakama Kuftas Vavam Abeis. When the Gemara says, Mefkere Kazachina, I could say I'm Zechir from Hefka, the Rosh says like this. The Matil Memula, I know Mefkere Kazachina, I could say I'm being Zechir from Hefka. Why? Me'acha, since, Shein Chemisata, you're not interested, you're not willing, She'eshbuch as Yeni Vetal Domov, Mitaktiv Shanek. You didn't offer, and you're not willing to reimburse me for spilling out my wine. I don't have a chiv to save your dvash. Why? You're not willing to reimburse me for my laws. So in shali koidim, I don't have a chiv hashav as aveda. It turns into hefka since there's no hatzala for this dvash. Because you're not willing to reimburse me for my wine, so I don't have a chiv hashav as aveda. If this, right, it would be the second, right, correct. So now it comes out, it's Mavu and the Rosh, Haray, it's Mavu and the Rosh in this case, that the only reason why it's Me'efka is because you're not willing to reimburse me, so I don't have a Chiv Hashav Zaveda. But if you would be willing to reimburse me, so now Hashav Zaveda Chiv would kick in, so now it's not Zutu Shoyam, because here I am, I can spill out my wine, and you're offering to reimburse me. I have a chiv to spill out my wine to save your dvash. So it's no longer avudu mimenu mikol adam, because I could save your dvash. That's mavu in the rush. The only reason why I'm efker kazachina is because I don't have a chiv to spill out my wine, because you're not willing to reimburse me. But if you would be willing to reimburse me, and I would have a chiv to spill out my wine, al tashavas aveda to save your dvash, then your dvash wouldn't be hefka. As I say, mavu in the rush. So b'zoi frek tachreinim. It's a pel. I mean, rather that our Sumeik says this, the Amatamut says it's Mavun Rabbeinu Geshem and the Shita like that. There's many Achreinim Rishonim. There's a Meshmois. There's a Shoshanes Yankiv on it and Rishayin Dalek. That it's all totally in the fact because there's no one who has a Chiva Shavas Aveda because you're not willing to reimburse me. Abzai Frekta Divrei HaTorah, which is Rav Orbach. Ve'avnei Achreishin also has a Shaila. The two of them is that Abzai Sumeik Achreishin. The Ramad just brought down a Machloikis. When you're willing to reimburse me, if I have a chiv or not, do we have a Tanai Bezdin? Means we're talking about the case, the Mechav is talking about a case where you're willing to reimburse me. That's Mechav's case. He said, Oy, Shisnikem, Bifnei Bezdin, either I was master with you or I was master with Nei Bezdin. So the case, and the Mechav continues on that, but if it already fell to the ground, then it's Hefka. So the case in Mechav Pashas is the same case that you're willing to reimburse me. And of them, Zakhtar Amar, 2 days, and the first shita is that Yitaka now, I have a chiva tzatanai bezin to save it. So number Zoy, how could the Mechaba, or not only Mechaba, the Ramah as well, continue to say that it's Mefkere Kazachin if it's about to fall to the ground, or if it's already on the ground? What do you mean? Like the first shita, that I have a chiv now to save your dvash, it's not Mefkere Kazachin, it's not Zutu Shoyam. Bishlam of the Gemara is talking about where you're not willing to reimburse me. But the Mechaba clearly is talking about where you are willing to reimburse me. And the Ramah just said that there's a Tanai Bezdin, not the first Shita, that I have a Chiv Taka. So to the extent that I have a Chiv to save your Dvash, then it's no longer Mefker Kazachina. So what's the Mechaba, worse. What's the Ramah being masking to Rechab, being Moisu on the Rechab, that it's Takim Hefka? What's Hefka? There's no Hefka here. There's not Zutu Shoyam here. What's going on? As a fact, well, look, Mechaba doesn't mention whether you have a Chiv Lishbechena or not. That these words, Ubalayan Chiv Lishbechena, is really the Ramah. And this print, it's a toys, it looks like it's a Mechaba, it's really the Ramah. And the words say, Ubala, it's starting from that Goin Yudalit, Ubalayan Chiv Lishbechena, Kadeh Lahatzot Vash Kaveroi. That's not a mechaba. It's really Ramah. So the mechaba, maybe the mechaba holds. He don't have a chiv. He holds like maybe the riff in the Ramah. But the Ramah just brought down two sheetas. The Ramah brought down two sheetas. So it's the first sheeta that I have a chiv. How is it hefka? What's going on? At least he should say that what I'm telling you is hefka. It's only like the second sheeta, not like the first sheeta. What's going on? It's Ram Shabam Shaila. What's going on the Ramah? How do you know? Lachari is continuing, though. At least the same case, right? Both whether he was master, he wasn't master. He just got off a master, and now he's continuing. Vimnishpak advash sounds like even in that very same case that he was master, if the advash spills, it's hefka. What's the hefka? Lachari have a chiv to be matzel, so it's no longer zutu shoyam. Lachari, it's a bombshell. What's going on? B'daychik, you could say, you could say, is that hayois, it's a machloikis 2 days if there's a tnai bezdin. So you're going to ask me to save your dvash, I could say kimli that I'm not mukhiv to save your dvash. Because I'd rather have my yayin. It's a shail if there's a tnai bezdin. So b'zoi, there is nobody on a practical level, there is nobody here who has a chiv to save your dvash. Because I could say, Kimli, like the second sheet, I don't have a chiyuv. So, Bazoi, then you are now Zuta Shayam. It automatically, because the reason why Zuta Shayam, because no one has a chiyuv to save it. So, even though the first sheet holds there is a chiyuv, but I could say, Kimli, like the second sheet, I don't have a chiyuv. And now there is no one who has a chiyuv, because no one has a chiyuv. So now it's Vaita Zuta Shayam. And she took over Amasa, because Ramah should at least tell me that that's what he's doing to me. That he's, you know, we have this suffix, and because you could say, Kimli, something going on here. The Maisa is that even though it's a rush, brought down in the sheet in Kuf Tezvav, but there's a toisis and a rush on Pei Aleph and Mebeis, it's Mevur Faket. How do you stim the two rushes? I don't know. But the toisis and the rush on Pei Aleph and Mebeis is Mevur, that even like the Mandiyama who holds that there's a Tnai Bezdin, still you could tie in a Mefkera Kazachina. Means even like Mandiyama there's a Tnai Bezdin, and Memela I would be Mechuyiv to save your Dvash, still we have the svara of Mefker Kazikina. It means the din of Zutu Shayam of Hefka is not dependent on my chiv. Even if I would be chayv to save it, it's still going to turn into Zutu Shayam. He needs a beer. Maybe it's because if I don't want to save it, so now it turns into Zutu Shayam. Because there's no one on a practical level willing to save Yadvash, so now it turns into Hefka. It needs a beer. But Lamai says that the Fusha Taisis and Arosh, not like the Rosh I quoted previously. So yes, of Avi you have a chiv like the first sheita, but still this has a din of Hefka. All right. Right, but I don't know, like chicken comes before the egg. So what, the Bezin allowed it to still be Hefka, but put a chiv on you? I mean, it's funny, because to the extent you have a chiv, so now it's no longer, and on a practical level, it's no longer Zutu Shoyam. I don't know, it's totally on them. The second they now made a chiv on me, now it's maybe automatically not a zutu shayam, because there is somebody who has a chiv now to save it. Yeah, they could say, I'm only going zayvait in there tonight. I don't know. All right. If you say yish, is it better? I don't think so. Lav davka. Because why should the guy be miyayish if he knows that I'm in chuyiv? You have to know. The only thing is, it could be a drop better. See, in Yish, I can hear better that even if I do have a chiv to save your dvash, but if I refuse to do it, then you're miyayish. Right? You're threatening me, I have a mitzvah. And I say, okay, Nebuch, but you know, I'd rather have my own yayin. So now you say, oy vey. Right? So you're going to be miyayish. But Zutu Shayam, it's hard to call Zutu Shayam because the Maizir is somebody there who has the ability and the chiv actually to save your dvash. So it's a little worse, like the Sar of Zutu Shayam. All right.
Why doesn't the Ramah make a chiv between? There's a machlokes, just a Zutu Shayam, you
Right, so what would the case you're talking about with the guy is there, right? Pasha, that's the case. But Maisa, we did discuss what would be if the guy's not there, and we Mamish said that it's totally on these two pshat, and that's what we said. All right. Now, the Mechaber, the Ramah, this din that it turns into Afghan, you can keep it, you know, it's very nice, Me'ik HaDin. But they should have at least pointed out that we already have Halacha in previously, in Reish Nuntes, a few Simanim before, in Reish Nuntes of Hey, that even when something turns into Hefka, Ayyidei Yiyush, and you can keep the item, still Zakh the Mechaber, Toiv V'yosha La'aseis Lefnim Mishur Sadin La'agzir Avei De Achra Yiyush. So Bezoi, even if you're going to say that it's Hefka and you can keep it, Zazayim, but you still have this Toiv V'yosha Lefnim Mishur Sadin to give it back. Because he lost it Bal Korcha. He didn't want to give it up. He didn't want to be Mafker. He Bal Korcha was Mafker. He was Bal Korcha Miyashvim because he gave up hope. So then you have a Toiv V'yosha. And if you learn that this din is Al Zuta Shoyam, so then over there in Reish Nuntes, Siv Zayin, I believe it is, there's a Ramah, that the Ramah says, Hu Adin by Zuta Shoyam, you have the same type of Toiv V'yosha Lefnim Mishur Sadin to give it back. The Maisa, like the Chuvis, there's a Chumas Akri and a Chumas Beis Alevi in Chela Gimel, Simen Gimel argues with the Ramah and holds that we didn't have this Lefnim Mishur Zadin. We don't have this Lefnim Mishur Zadin by Zutu Shoyam, only when you're Miyayish. So then we could have a plan here that if this Halach will be at Zutu Shoyam and you go like those Achreinim, then you won't have this Lefnim Mishur Zadin to give it back. But if you go like the Ramah, an Uloi Fanim, or if you hold this is Altiyish, you still have a Lefnim Mishur Zadin to give it back. All right. No, he doesn't mention it, that's what I'm saying. He's being soimek vice toys. I know, but the Maisa Dramo over there holds even Zutu Shayam has a Lefnim Mishur Zadin. So obviously, they have a Lefnim Mishur Zadin here. You have to know. So he's being soimek that he already mentioned it a few simanim earlier. He's relying on that. All right. Continues the Ramah Vodin Bekoyeta Bezah on similar examples. Kegoin, a more practical example perhaps in the olden days. Shayasrefa Be'ir. Never, there was a fire. Once there was a fire in the city, all the houses were wood and closely parked next to each other. So once one house went, you see in the Chuvis Kaseda, like the whole city went. One house went on fire, Nebuch, the whole city went on fire. So, Hudim b'kiyetz v'zekah gon shoy yisreifa b'ir, and what happened? Obrocha Yehudim in the ear, and everyone ran out, mipachet adleika, they were scared of the fire. And one guy, you know, oh, this is an opportunist, you know, wow, I have the whole city for myself. So what do you do? V'hitzel echad ma'shitzel, everyone else ran away and it's hopeless, it's going to be burned down, so he just helped himself. He went in. This might be the hetter for the firemen today. What they do is when they break into the house, they steal all the jewelry and everything. Maybe they hold it as halacha that they don't allow you to get, you're not allowed to go into the house, they don't allow you to enter, so they're there mamish without a mashgiach, and whatever the fire didn't get to, they make sure to get to, and the mailer, when you come back into the house, there's nothing left. So maybe this is the hetter, they're relying on that, they're blives like hefka zutu shayam yish. And everyone knows the five men do this, so have you miyayish from it, maybe, I don't know. In fact, you have to know the sheet is here. Good, but that's how it is. He holds that a blives like everything, they ran out, it's zutu shayam, or they're miyayish, and you can keep it. This is Allah, it's avod mimenu, and it's mefkere kozachina. Comes along the shach. What did you say, sorry? Right, that was the shiloh we had before. We have a problem. Yeah, but I'm saying, but you see, the Ramah didn't have that. We have to know why. But you see, the Mashmoyt Ramah is that even when you have a chiv, you can still say mefkere kazachina. Because even with the first sheet holds that you have a chiv, you can still say mefkere kazachina. You have to know why and how, but his yish or his hefka kicks in before mine, and before I save it, memela, I can say mefkere kazachina. But in kind of, if you have a from five, man, I hear. All right. Zok the shach sivkotin ches v'im yochel la'atzai dead chak. But in this case, where they ran out of the city, if they could somehow still save their items, they dead chak, ain lo ela scharoi, then you can't say it's mefkere kazachina. It's not zutu shayam. He didn't lose it. He's not miyayish. He could still save it b'diavad. Memelo, you have no right to keep it. So memelo, you could charge him only your schar. B'odim b'chol advar manal, it's the same halakha like we had before. Then when it's not hefka, scharoi, if you made it tonight, you can get even full reimbursed, whatever. Now, the shach says, Elosh, ain lo ela scharoi, but I could mun schar. So you have to know, Why am I money scar for? If it's not hefka, then I have a chiv to save. If I have a chiv to save, I show the way that I can't charge schar. So what's the shak saying that I can man skar? Ain't lele skar, I can't. What does that mean? So obviously, you have to say that Shach's talking about a case, what's it, ain't lele skar, you have to say that you're talking about a case where the saver, this fireman, Takig lost out by trying to save items. Let's say he lost out his own item. He could have saved these his own items or your items. So your items were more expensive, were more valuable. So he decided to save your items instead. So he gave up his own items to save your items. So Mamela, he has a right to charge, but he's only loy eliskaroy because he was not master with you, like we had before. If you're not master with the bialim, you can't, you're not entitled to get a full reimbursement of everything you lost. You can only get your schar, Mamela ain't loy eliskaroy. Lechaira, that's what you have to say pshat in the shak. Lechaira. What comes out of. What does that? What comes out of the mud? The guy ran away from the fire. So he's not there. And we had our lucha before the Ramah said that when the Bailam are not there, it's an automatic tanai, takonis bezin, that you're entitled to full reimbursement or if you have saved him. So if what I'm timing in the shak is correct, so Vaita, why do you mean the why should the shak say, Einlay Eliskari? I should get full reimbursement of all the items that I gave up of my own items to burn in order to save your items. Because you weren't there to be masna, so now I do get full reimbursement. So what's the shach talking about? So what you see l'chayre in the shach, if he's...
Is it possible that the person has a regular job and he gave up his job to go do this job, so he wants the schar of losing from the...
No, but that's the lashon ein lo eliskar means the schar of the tircha. That's throughout the simen. When we say ein lo eliskar, he only is entitled to schar. He's only entitled to schar. It means the tircha, the schar, for what it is, the tech of saving whatever I had to do. I climbed through your roof, I bring through the window, I schlepped your boxes. Whatever I did, that's what I could charge you, that tech. But what I lost out elsewhere, that I can't charge you. That's the sprach and the simen.
So,
so you should say, if they didn't run away, it sounds like we're talking about the same case that the guy ran away, just somehow they have the ability to save by that track. That's what it sounds like. I don't know, maybe they'll come back, maybe they'll hire someone from the next city, they'll hire the fireman from the next city to come, and they'll do something, they'll figure out how to get Matzilim here. But L'chayr, the guy's not there. So what L'chayr you see in the Shach is a Dover Chodesh. We cleared the Shaila before, but it's a Dover Chodesh, and that is, that which the Ramah said in Sif Gimel, that when the Emein Ma Bailam Shom, the end of Sif Gimel, Emein Ma Bailam Shom, Ava Bishulis Nekiluis Nadami, maybe that's talking about a case, means the Bailam aren't there. So if they're not there, it's going to for sure get lost. But if the Bailam aren't there, but for somehow they still have the ability to save their item, because they could come back, maybe then we don't have, if I have no Bailam to be masna, but maybe then I'm not entitled to full reimbursement. Because what's the lumdis? The lumdis normally is I get schar because of myself as matriach and memela, that you're masking to pay me no matter what, even if you could have saved yourself. But for me to get full reimbursement, giving up my own chamor or my own items, my own wine or my own boxes that I could have saved, that's a lot of money. And you wouldn't be masking to do it if you could have another way to save your item. Third is, if you're not there, so it's like a zokon ladam shalei b'fonov, the bezin made a takana, that yes, I should save it because otherwise you're going to lose even more. So therefore, b'chai gamna, it's a umdana that you would zikha want to reimburse me for all my efsedim kedei to save your item, which is more valuable. But here you have an interesting case. The guy's not there, but he still has the ability to save it, b'shas atchak. So b'chai gamna, maybe I wouldn't be entitled to my full reimbursement. Because here you don't have like this anantzad, this akhlanch alafanav that you'd zikha be masking to reimburse me. No, if he knows that he's going to have to pay me all my hafseidim, my chamar, my yayin, somewhere else, the guy would say, you know, lozabat the toivis, I'll hire somebody else, I'll save it myself, I did chak. It's not kedai for me. It's not kedai for me to spend all that money to make a full reimbursement on all your hafseidim. So you have an interesting case that it comes out like the shach, the mashmoys of shach is that which Ramah said before, when the guy's not there, it's an automatic tonight for full reimbursement on all my hafseidim. That's only because when you're not there, you don't have any ability to save. So it's mamish gevalda katoiva I'm doing for you. But here that you have the ability to say vayideh tchak, then I can only charge you schar and I can't charge you umay hefzedim. L'choya, that's what should come out of the shak. It's a chiddush, but l'choya, that's what should come out. Right, and the shak says he don't have hefker here because he could yachal hatzai dead chak. So as long as the balum can save it themselves, there is no hefker. So now what? So Dr. Shak, if there's no hefker, what's the halacha? The halacha is ain't loyel l'schar, right? That's what the shak says. And the shak is, why only schar? L'chai should be entitled for reimbursement. L'chai, that's a chiddush of the shak. To get out of this, you could say a different shot in the shak, which is a shtickle of a doichik. And that is, I'm not sure this is even right in Lumdis, is that to the extent that you were in the city, and you had the ability to save it yourself, and you just opted to leave the city. It was I'm not questioning the decision. It was a business decision you made. You decided that it's better to let your stuff burn and leave. But you have the ability to save it. I'm the crazy one who decided to risk my life and stay in the city. You could have done the exact same. You could have been just as crazy as me. You could do the same thing that I'm doing. Now, as you decided, you're a little more scared. Maybe I have more emunah than you, whatever it is. You, maybe you're more machmir on the din of pekuach nefesh. Right? Shemat Moshe Seikam. Good, whatever it is. But you decided to leave. There's halacha by Shavuz Aveda. If the Baal Aveda could save his own item, not b'shas ha'kak, b'kal, he could save it just like I could save his item, then I don't have a chiv of Shavuz Aveda. It's not an Aveda. Go save it yourself. Why are you hacking me at all? Go you save it yourself. In this case, where the Bailam of the city, had they not left, they could have saved it easily. Let's say it's not b'shas ha'kak. They could save it easily. And they decided that they're going to run away. Okay. Maybe I don't have a chiv of Shavuz Aveda. And the mele, if I do save it, I'm allowed to charge. The only reason why you can't charge for schar is because you're not allowed to take schar for Hashavah Zaveh. It's a mitzvah. In this case, where the Balaam could have stayed in the city just like I stayed, and they decided to leave, maybe there's no chiv Hashavah Zaveh. And Memela, that's what the shak means. And Memela, I have a right to charge for schar. The only thing is, still the Lashon Shak ain't like Elis Chare, is Vaisa, Kilo, like I should have been able to charge more. What was the more I could have been able to charge? And the Alta Simon, the more always was, might have saved them. So it, no, he ran away, but he has the ability to save still ayadei etchak. Means, had he not left the city, maybe he could have saved it easily, so there's no din aveda. He ran away, and even though he ran away, he still has the ability to save it ayadei etchak. He could send in a fireman. He could hire someone from the next city to come. B'shas etchak, he could still save it. And Avdem zakt, all right, it's a shtickle of doichik in the shak. Pashto the shak is what I'm telling you before, is that the guy had hefseidim, and even though they're not there, he's still not entitled to his hefseidim, he's only entitled to schar, because the Bailam could have saved the idea at chak. And b'chagana, they didn't make this takona. The Ramah, at the end of Sif Gimel, says that it's automatically asno, that I'm getting full reimbursement, is only because the Bailam weren't there, and they couldn't save it. But vivait, it could be saved b'shas at chak, I'm not entitled to my reimbursement, I'm only entitled to schar. Okay, let's look at a Piskei Tshuva here. So Rabbi said, don't get all excited to now start running after Mamish, what we call chasing the fire. Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. Because you see, Dr. Piskei Tshuva said, got involved, and he says, because of Bateres Tzvi, the Chaim B'Seif of Maimon Kedishim, brings in Bateres Tzvi, the Lefiyah Mavur, B'Sim Reishon and Tessiv, Dalba Ga, or B'Shach. It says over there that whenever there's a dinah machus a dinah to return an aveda, even after years, you are mechuyv to return the aveda and you can't keep the item. Zakter Piskei Tshuva, Abizai, if that's the case, whenever there's a dinah machus a dinah, you can't keep it for yourself, then Abizai, who adin hacha, trichin la'agze b'chol inyan, even if they ran away by the fire, and it's hefkos, ki kefi atakana, the bezmanenu gzeres ha-moishel b'chol ma, b'chol makam, shema she-choytvim b'shas reifa, hein she-abaylam ha-sham, hein she-einan sham, whether they're there or not there, it's irrelevant. The halacha is, you can't be an opportunist. You can't save stuff from the fire. Shemuchoyavim lag, so you can't keep it. You can save it, but you can't keep it for yourself. You got to return it. Because of the chenu be'emes meisim b'choyoyim shemechayvim lag zeh. The minig b'choyoyim, now b'chtad, this fire is b'choyoyim. Minig lo'yolein, the minig b'choyoyim is that if you save from a fire, even though api halacha, you have a right to keep it, but since dina machus adina says otherwise, you're mechuyv to give it back to the owner. So you got schar, yeah, in Elul schar, you got your schar. You won't get your losses, you won't get hefseidim, you just get your schar.
But
L'chayra. I don't know. It might be totally what the Gemara Kuzud Din is. You have to know what they hold. But that's l'chayra what should come out. All right.
Then you're not
mechuyev. Correct. To the extent you're not going to get full reimbursement, you're talking about mechuyev. And ekonami. 100% right. The Orcha Shulchan, when he brings this down, he says a different lashon. It bothers me. His lashon is that since the Malchus is ma'aneshes, punishes anyone who keeps something from a fire, so you know, and people are scared of the punishment, and everyone knows that everyone's scared of the punishment. So the Bailam will never miyayish l'chatchila, because they know that anyone who ever saves from this fire is going to have to return it. That's what Orcha Shulchan says. It's like not as this pasha dina mukazinere. Because of the oinish, therefore the Bailam will never miyayish. And I don't understand it, because Nanik, the Bailam aren't miyayish if someone saves it, but they should be miyayish because it's going to be burnt. Now we're talking about here that the reason why it's lost is because if no one saves it, it's going to be burnt. So l'chayra, you should have the yish because of the sreifa. Who cares, God, if someone does save it, but pashas, no one's going to save it, and it's going to be burnt, we'll have a problem. L'chayra, that's what should come out. So his lashon is not so gishmak. All right, now, who...
Unless it was known that there was always opportunists, people, that's the point of the Ramah. Everybody's afraid runs away. So there are obviously, was the shtega, there were always opportunists.
Yeah, but once the government said that all those opportunists can't be opportunists and I'm a chuyif to give it back, then all of a sudden you lost the opportunists. No one's going to bother doing it anymore, risking their life. Just like you ran away, I'm going to run away too. Why should I kill myself, Khalilah, to save your item and then have to give it back to you?
Not with the firemen, for example. You know, they have to go inside the government, they have to go.
Right.
No,
I think today, if you end the fireman, you know yourself is going to be taken. I don't think you have that. But all right. Lamaise is now another case is Hu Adin. If you have a case where the fire attack is not so terrible and it's not a given that chulilah should spread, well, at least it's a sofik, so you don't have zutu shayam, you don't have yish. The guy's not miyayish yet. There's a sofik, something might happen to it. So in a crime, if I got the taka, you won't be able to keep it. And not only that, Dr. Orcha Shulchan, when there's only a sofik that might be burnt, then you can't even charge schar. The only reason why you're allowed to charge schar, the Rishonim say, because most we have a car, Mavri Chari, if you save someone from a loss, you can't charge him. So the Rishonim, yes, what's going on over here? You see that you are entitled to schar. So Rishonim say, no, but here it's not a sofik. Mavri Chari is when there's a sofik. When it's here, it's a vada going to happen. It's going to be loss if no one saves it. If you have such a fire that's only a sofik, then it might burn the item down. So then, if you do save it, you can't even charge schar, because you're only mavri chari. You're saving him from a potential hefzer, from a sofik hefzer, and a sofik hefzer, you can't charge schar. It says Dr. Orcha Shulchan over here, siftazvaz, and it comes out that if it's not such a terrible fire, then it's not hefka, and it's even worse. If you can't even charge, you can't charge for your schar. It's mamish mavri chari. All right, let's move on, Rabbi Yisai. There's a lot more. Let's move on. Sivvav. Sivvav talks about really a new inyan, a shtickle. Sivvav, Sivzayin, Sivches, the rest of the simon. There's a klal, what we call Meshata Anibach. Sometimes I could promise you a wage to do something, and after you do it, I could I was joking with you. I was pulling your leg. I was fooling you. I just wanted you to do it, but I'm not going to pay you that amount. I mean, I promise you something absurd. Extravagant, something excessive beyond the normal going rate. So my clerk is showing you what's the case. We'll discuss, but that's really what the next three sifim are going to be talking about. That after you save it, I could say, I retract. I'm not paying you. Well, I'm not paying you so much. Let's see. So he's coming with an empty barrel. He doesn't have to spill out any wine. There is no wine to begin with. Vinista kadadvash, similar case that we had before. Vinista kadadvash, and the barrel and the jug of dvash had a crack, and it's going to spill out. Vamuloi bala kankanim, and the balam kankanim said, "Any matzalucha dvash zeb kankani? I refuse to save your dvash. I don't want to. A mitzvah tough. I don't want to. I'd rather do other mitzvahs. I'm not interested in saving your dvash." Unless you make a business proposition, I'll make an offer. If you want to become a shutif, that whatever I save, you give me 50%, or shlisha, I'll take a third. Or because a certain amount, you know, I'll take this amount in order to save your dvash. And the bala dvash accepts the condition. What should he do? He's helpless. If he doesn't accept the condition, he's going to lose the dvash. Or he doesn't have much of a choice. So he says, fine, I'll give you a half. He says, yes. And then the guy does it. He's fooling him. He could joke with him. He doesn't have to give him a half of his dvash. He only has to give him the going schar for saving. Because he didn't hurt him at all. This saver had no loss. He wasn't giving up anything. He wasn't giving up wine. He wasn't giving up a job. He wasn't giving up anything. He had a mamish achiv to save this dvash. And he refused, and he asked for something excessive. Anything he's asking in the Bisoy perhaps is excessive. At least he's asking more than the going rate of schar. He's asking to be a shutter, to get a third of my dvash. That's excessive. So I'm not mechuyev to keep the deal. I can tell him, yes, I was joking with you. I didn't mean it. Oh, I'm going to get to it. Well. So lamaisa is, this is meshata anibach. This is the klal of meshata anibach. I can tell him meshata anibach. And betzim is makloik as yishayinim. What's the lomdas meshata nibach? The meshata nibach is only when you have a chiv any way to do. You have a chiv ashavas aveda any way to save. So memela ketana meshata nibach. That's one set of rishonim. And the Ramban says no. Even when you don't have a chiv to do it, as long as what I'm giving you is excessive, what I promise you is excessive, A, and B, I'm an oinis. I'm pressed against the wall to make such an excessive commitment. Those two are enough. As long as it's excessive and I'm forced to make that excessive deal, then I could say Meshati Nibach, even if you don't have a chiv to do. If, let's say you wouldn't have a chiv HaShavas Avedia to do, still I have a right to taina Meshati Nibach. That's the Shita Ramban. Many hold like the Ramban. Basically, my clerk is showing him what gives me a right to say Meshati Nibach. Everyone knows I've had a, my thing is excessive, but is that enough alone because it's excessive? So Ramban says I have to be forced. I'm an oinis, and the other general holds that that's not enough. I need also that you anyway have a chiv, even without my deal, you have a chiv to do. I promise to pay you in order that you should keep your mitzvahs ashavas aveda that they have a chiv to do anyway.
Would a kinyan change anything?
The Pais can discuss that. It's not going to be for tonight, but lean there the next week. Well, hopefully we'll go into things in Yonim that the kinyan is going to change. But it's a good shayla, very good shayla, because you know... You could ask smart the guy, he's going to do it. You're going to tie him shat on your box with Mela. I'll make a kinyan with you. I'll make you make a shvua. There are maybe ways to force him to do it. We'll have to discuss that, Blina, the next week. Alright, so that might be different. We're going to get to it, believe that hopefully tonight. But let's just get first to get to Mechava. This is Meshata Anibach. The classical case is really the next sif, which talks about the guy was running away Mibesa Asurim, and he was afraid he could be recaptured, and he has to cross the water, and the guy has a boat that it could take him over to the other side. And the guy says, I'm not taking over to the other side. You know, you could just go back to jail if you'd like, unless you give me $1 million. The guy says, okay, fine, I'll give you $1 million. Goes over to the other side. And he says, yeah, I'll give you a token. It's $1.75 or whatever it is for taking me over the ferry to the other side. I don't have to give you $1 million. That's excessive and meshata nibach. Because that's the classical case. Now, what the Mechaber likes to, is Mechaber said, I don't have to give you what I promised, but in a nice little schar, I am entitled to a schar haroyeloi. The guy who saved him, or saved his dvash, is entitled to schar. In fact, $1 million kasha start again. What do you mean? Why is he entitled to schar for? He has a chiv hashavas aveda. You now let him mon anything for hashavas aveda. So, bazoi, you should get nothing. Mean any nice little schar. Any nice little klum should be that locker. You don't have to give him anything. That is the kasha. And now, zay frek the sma. And the sma has two terutzim to the shayla. Two yisaydistika terutzim. The first teretz of the Sma, Sifkot and Yutes. First he said, what schar royal are we talking about? We're talking about the schar tircha, for my time, my effort, and schar kelim. The mice also, you're using my barrel in the meantime, you're storing your dvash in my barrel, so I could even, it's like a rental, I could charge you for the rental of the barrel as well. So that you have. So zok the Sma, how does it work? Why do you have to give schar? It's talking about Mamma, she makes an akimti here in the Mechaba. It's talking about where the saver had other employment. The skabi telas in nikeres. It's it's clear he has a 9-to-5 job, and this is during working hours, and you're taking him away from a vada he has it somewhere else. Ska b'telos nikeres. Dulule sha'ozek b'zeh ho yoisek b'schir sa'cheres. If not for the fact that he was saving your item at this very moment, he would be working somewhere else. Mameli is losing out a wage, a salary somewhere else. Mameli yumachuiv to reimburse him. Mameli, that's why he's entitled to his schar. Ve'en olov levat mimalakta b'chinum b'shvil atzos mamun sho'zeh. And that's also the pshat he makes in the Kimta in the Gemara in the next sif, that the case of the ferry is from the same thing. If not for saving you, he would lose out of a different job. He had a different job certainly lined up. And Mamela, he is having some hafzit. So Mamela, it's not a, just a pashat hashav is aved. Mamela is entitled to mon tzchar. That's the first teretz resma. Chasam and hasefa. It doesn't say it anywhere. It's not here. And also, it's not so pashat b'chlal, because we're going to see what the Olam was Ma'irav when it says, Shavei Loif Sidoi Klum, in the next sif as well. What happens if you get a little loss? Could you still say Meshata Nibok on what's above your little loss? Or once you already have a little loss, then you have a right to charge me everything, and I can't tie in a Meshata Nibok. So that's a machloikis. We'll get to it, believe that. That's a machlekes. But on the tzad, that as long as you have any laws, you have a right to charge me whatever we made up, and I can't tie no mashat anybok, so then you can't say like this ma. Because if this guy has a loss of a wage somewhere else, even if it's only a dollar, so what? But if he has a loss of a wage somewhere else, then that might be a grant for him to be entitled to the full shutvis, or half, or a third, whatever we made up, and I won't be able to tie no mishanta nibach. Smal shita, so you're going to see later, sman sifkan, later chav holds, that even when you have a little loss, you could still tie no mishanta nibach on what's above that little loss. So that's the same thing here. Even though you're losing out a weight somewhere else, a dollar, but I can tie mishat in ibach on the shutvis, but it's above the dollar. So the smal l'shitas is good. But if you hold like the ksois who argues with the smal, and others who argue with the smal, then this first teretz of the smal won't work. And anyway, it's a chosam and a seif, it's an akimta. We're talking about such a case. It's not mashma like that. Comes along the smal and says another pshat. Void nira, a new pshat. Really, I feel him yidush lo yilo ezek acher leisat alasek boy. Even if we don't know that he has another job to be had, there's no other job lined up. There's no batala nikeres, betelos nikeres. Vodin lebala ma'avires the next if shalo yilo leisat amila aviray. He had no other customer to bring over the yam. Mikomakum tzarek liten leischarei kacher, just like a friend. Why? Here comes the smaz pshat. Came in the chalashona, since the entire year. Kishabo echad mevakish mimenu laviroi. Whenever someone needs a ride in his boat, or lasus loy bikel of malacha kazu, or anyone wants to use his barrel, or kalo kveda to do such a malacha, kalo kveda mimenu shadakin litin leiskar. Since the whole entire year, whenever a guy wants this type of a service, I do charge. That's my profession. I'm a sailor. I take people over the ferry, that's what I do. Shadakan litin leeskar, einu minadin, it's not fear, sheyezeh odiv, that this guy should be better, mishum tzarech hatzals mamayna egufay, mishum makay tzarech hakoponim litin leeskar, ki inish ta'alma, he's mechuyiv to give skar, ki inish ta'alma. We'll see maybe a different heta for an ambulance, but yes, so you're trying to say that whenever a guy, that's his profession, then he's allowed to charge, even when he's doing the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Big chiddush. Like, why? He doesn't have mitzvah, he's not subject to the mitzvah. His profession, so now we don't mix business with pleasure, so we don't care about the pleasure, there's a mitzvah, but I have business to do. What's he saying? What's going on here? It needs a hezba.
Well, the thing is, you think about it, I'm looking always around for business, so somebody comes, I need you. Oh no, I'm going to invoke the mitzvah that I don't have to pay you.
Right. That's what should happen. Why not? That's what should happen. So the Machan Ephraim is on the Sman. Machan Ephraim is Chir Simen Tezvov. He said he doesn't understand what the Sman wants. And by Shabbos Aveda also, it's not talking about a guy who is a porter and he normally, in order to schlep the Aveda, he normally charges. And yet, we see that by when he's doing a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda, he can charge. So he doesn't know, like, who cares? The bottom line is, if once you have a mitzvah to do it, Avada, you're now let it charge. That's the effect of Machan Ephraim. So I would like to I believe this ma means something else entirely. I know it's a shtickl of a doichik, but I believe this ma means something entirely. This ma means, not because like this is the guy's profession, what this ma means is that today the guy woke up and he's walking with his barrel looking for a job. Or he's sitting in his boat waiting for somebody to come by. So in economy, there's nobody lined up yet for a job. But if I wouldn't be saving you or your dvash, it's possible I'll have a different client, a different customer. And Mimela, by me saving you, I may be losing out Revach somewhere else. I might have a Revach somewhere else. And I'm losing that out. And that's already enough to bravon Meshata Nimok. You can't tell a Meshata Nimok if you might be causing me a hefset somewhere else. Even if it's only a Suffolk, you're causing me a hefset somewhere else. You can't tell a Meshata Nimok because it was a chance that I'm losing out. And if you wouldn't have promised me, I would tell you Koltov and I'll wait for a paying customer. I don't want to take you. I want to take a paying customer. And I have a right. Shali Koydim. I don't have to give up even a Suffolk hefset moment in order to do a Shavuot Aveda. The first chat of the Sma was that mamish somebody was lined up b'teilosay nikeres schar b'teilosay nikeres. The second chat of the Sma is being moised that even when it's not schar b'teilosay nikeres, but as long as there's a chance I might have a b'teilo, that's already enough for me to charge. L'chor, that's what you have to be mamish in the Sma. And I'll bring you a shtickle or a raya that's prat in the Sma. Because the prisha says the same thing like the Sma does, I mean the same Mechaba, says the same thing. And then the Prisha has a problem. He wants to know, at the end of the Mechaba, which is really the Torah as well, it says, Aloshin, Eni noisun lai adaskarei haroi loi, sharei loi hefsi doi klum. Frek the Prisha, what do you mean, loi hefsi doi klum? Avadi he lost out. I mean, loi hefsi doi klum. Avadi he lost out. He lost out the other job that he was supposed to have. So the Prisha, a doiche gadol,
Doiche Gadol. The second
Shabbat is
Sma.
So, if you learn, let me just finish the Prisha. That's what I want to drive out. Zak the Prisha, Sherelayev Sidukum means after you reimburse me for my scar, there's no more hefsed left. Layev Sidukum beyond the scar that you already reimbursed me for. Shtikal Hamos, Chosim and Haseifa, doesn't seem to be a Pashab Shat to me, but can't argue with the preacher, but that's like okay. You can't, it's loyef sidur klum after you pay me. So shtek a modna. After you pay me, then loyef sidur klum. That's how the preacher touches up the makaba. So like this, bishloima. If you learn pshat nesma, like what I'm telling you, that the guy risked another job. See, there's a suffix hefset, a potential hefset somewhere else. So then I hear the preacher's kash. When you see the klum, you are mafset, a potential hefset somewhere else. And of that he says that you already reimbursed me for that potential hefset. Mamela, there's nothing left that you had any hefset above that potential hefset. But if you learn what seemingly is the simple reading of the smell, like the Machne Fein's interpretation, that it means that really you can have no hefset. Just, yeah, this is your profession. So what's the problem? Then the Shari Lev Sidukum Zay Gishmak. Lev Sidukum, Takil Lev Sidukum. You're not losing out, but nevertheless you're allowed to charge because this is your profession. And Lamai, you see that this Prat Nesma is not like the Makan Rang. The Prat Nesma is like I'm telling you, that you are having a Hefzid. And of them, Frek the preacher, what's the Lev Sidukum? And he has to be a Matchik. Lev Sidukum means beyond what I already reimbursed you. L'chai, that's what you have to say, Prat Nesma. Now, having said that, both Pratum Nesma are chosim and azeif in the mechaba. Because what's life sidu klum? Life sidu klum kibshuta means life sidu. You don't have any loss. Not a vade, but schabet elos and nikaris, and not even a potential suffix loss of schabet elos. You had no loss. That's the kaya, seemingly the pasha pshat in the mechaba, which doesn't fit with either pshat nesma. So now back to the kasha, what's going on? Why are you entitled to schar for? Hashav is aved, you shouldn't be entitled to schar. Lamai says, let's back up a bit. Let's understand this. There was a machlekes yishoyin. Why is this mashat anibok? Either mashat anibok is because of the mitzvah. You anyway have a chiv to do it. Or Zakhtar Ramban, even if you don't have a chiv to do it, I could still sign a mashat anibok because it's excessive and I'm forced to make such a commitment. I'm annoying as well. If not, I got to run away from the jail, so I have to. I have no choice. I have to save my dvash. So I had to make it. You got me over the barrel, literally. I have nothing to do. I got to save your dvash. I should give up my dvash. I got to save it. So if I promised you a higher, an excessive amount. Dr. Ramban, if you don't need a mitzvah, it's not because of chiv a mitzvah, it's just because when I'm an oinis and excessive, Dr. Ramban, like a doctor has a chiv to help a patient, is mechiv to help a patient, has a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah to help the patient, a mitzvah like a Shabbos Aveda, and the doctor charges an excessive amount. He charges, I don't know, it's crazy what he charges for these operations and for the procedure. Even for an upper respiratory infection, otherwise known as a cold, he charges you $75 for this visit. He's charging an excessive amount. And what do I have to pay him for? The kohen should have a mitzvah. So what am I paying? Zok de Ramban, that a yois, it's relevant. It's nothing to do with his mitzvah. The devar is because it's excessive. So the Ramban, excessive is what's beyond his schar. But whatever the doctor is really entitled to, it means whatever the normal shtege is to pay a doctor for that visit, that's no longer excessive. That's considered normal. Once all doctors charge excessive amounts, that's already no longer excessive. That is the going rate for a doctor to charge that. So Mamela Dr. Ramban, by schar roife, sheshov a kol kesef, let's say to save a guy's life. I said by a cold. I'm not convinced yet that Ramban will hold it by a regular cold. There's no sakonas nefashos involved. But let's say strep infection that could lead into chalila sakonas nefashos. So anyway, you have a chiv. Dr. Ramban, you will be mechuyev to pay him because once you made up, avada Dr. Ramban, the doctor has a chiv to be matzel and larapos even without charging. And he shouldn't be charging. And he's an oiva mitzvah deraisa for charging. Because he has a chiv to charge. He has a chiv to save him without charging. But if he charged already, and you ask him to pay him his charge, that's what we're talking about, you made up to pay him his charge, then your commitment you're going to have to keep. You can't tie him a shat anibach for the going rate, because that going rate is normal. It's not excessive. So Dr. Ramban, it's only mishat anibach when it's excessive. This is not excessive, so mamela I'll have to pay him that price. I said, Dr. Ramban, means the whole vert of Mishanim is geboit on something excessive. And if this scharoi, haroi loi, by its very definition, is not excessive. That's scharoi loi, what he deserves. That's not excessive. His mitzvah, and he should have done it without a pay? Yeah, he should have. But that's not an excuse not to pay him for what you committed to pay him. I said, Dr. Ramban. Now, like the Ramban, it's partial why you have to pay him scharoi loi, because the whole Mishanim book doesn't start. Mishatanibak is only what the chilit that's excessive. Schorei royal is not excessive. For that amount, of what I have to pay. So Mamel is very gishmak. Now, we paskin like the Ramban in Hilchos Yeridea by Rafua in Shin Lamed Vav Siv Gimel, the Mechabe and the Ramah bring down the Ramban. So we paskin like the Ramban. So Bezai, Shazaf Dakasha, hey, yois, we already paskin like this Ramban. What's the sma what? What was the sma's kasha to begin with? Is there a geshmak why you're paying schara royaloi? You're paying schara royaloi is because that's not excessive. You can't tanya b'shatim yibach on that chelik. You only can tanya b'shatim yibach what's above royaloi. So what, the whole kasha smat doesn't start. Is there a geshmak? We go like the Ramban. As I tie it. Right. Yeah, by Shavuot Aveda, you have two people there, each one could say it. So each one, they should say, I could say, you say, I'm a you to say, I'm a you to say. You could do that?
Let's say, if
you
five,
any
type of
person
for
so everyone has a chiv. Yeah, why not? You have the chiv. Why not? Now, if you don't want to, and I made up to pay, Avad, I'll have to pay or Sky Roy. Like, why not?
Because it's not
oven.
Why isn't it
oven? Every Jew says, I could save it if I spend the money. Oh, because you're not there, you don't know where it is. Well, the Ramban says, by a doctor, even though there are other doctors, because Ramban, that's why he sets it up. He says, they're talking about that when there's a Kali is take a chiv on everybody, and I want you to, maybe he's touching on Yosfara, and I want you to save it. So, Dr. Ramban, you have a chiv the rapois without pay, but if I commit to pay, I'm a chiv to follow through with my commitment. That's what the Ramban does. So he's sort of, not Bavoni, he's incorporating the Svara. Kilo, the Deacon Ramban is, that had you not had your Svara, then even after I committed, then had he not had the Svara, then even after I committed to pay, maybe I wouldn't be Mukhiv to pay. You have to know how to take that deal. You have to spend the money. Don't spend any money. Just the tircha. I'm not even spending any money. Just your tircha. That's what I'm okay with. That. Now, Machan Ephraim goes even a step further. Machan Ephraim wants to say that even like the other Rishonim who say that Meshata Nibok is totally on your chiv lahatzel, and if you're mechuiv lahatzel, then you can tell him Meshata Nibok, and here you're mechuiv lahatzel, zok to Machan Ephraim, that could be over here that Moida, you can't tell him Shatin Bok on the Schar Reila. Because Dr. Mark Ephraim like this. What happens if a guy promises an amount and later on he comes to the Shir and he finds out, and he was ernst when he made the deal with the guy, yeah, I'll make you a short fist. I'm stuck, I'll make you a short fist. Then he comes to the Shir and the Shir teaches him, oh, he can't tell him Shatin Bok. He goes back and he says, Shatin Bok. So Dr. Mark Ephraim, you can't tell him Shatin Bok then. Shatin Bok means that I'm telling you then I was fooling you. But if then I wasn't fooling you and I was ernst then, so now it's a regular schiris, I have to follow through with my schar that I committed, that I promised to pay you. I want to Meshatin Bok now. Meshatin Bok means that B'chai Gavna, you could say that all along you never meant it. So Dr. Mephraim, but
what he meant it then? He was so desperate, he really meant it.
So Dr. Mephraim, then you can't tell him Meshatin Bok. Then you already knew I'm going to play with the guy. I'll offer him something, I'll get him, he'll save me, and then later on I'll tell him where to go. And I'm not going to pay him. That's Dr. Makhraim of Bezoi. He says, Bishloima, what's above Schar HaRoyloi? So there we understand that you were joking with the guy, you were fooling the guy. But Schar HaRoyloi, what he deserves for his tircha, the Maise is he was matriarch, he sweated, he spent time on you, and you committed to pay, Dr. Makhraim, Lukuliyam is Moida, that on that amount of Schar HaRoyloi, you weren't joking. You really meant it, Ernst, that you're going to pay and reimburse him for that skyrocket. It's only what's above that, that's what you were joking. But for that amount, you weren't joking. You know you weren't joking. You know he deserves it. He's not asking you anything. The amount, that skyrocket is what he deserves. It's a going rate. So Dr. McGrath, on that amount, for sure, you can't say Meshatin Nibok. Well, it's good, Lukula Yama. Just one of the theories. I could tell you, you have a mitzvah. That's true. And because of that, I won't have to carry through, and I can say I'm joking around on whatever. I'm joking. But Dr. Machraim, I'm not joking on the Skar Reila. On the Skar Reila, I'm zikha ants about it. Because Maisi, you're putting that techa. I feel like Kursa Toif to you. I see your techa you're putting in. Avad, I mean it. I just want to be assigned this one more pshad from the Yad HaMelech in Perek Yir Aleph Halacha Chof. The Yad HaMelech says, a chiddush, he had the same problem. I know he didn't have the Ramban Zaitzah, the Makavrayim Zaitzah. And he says, a big chiddush, when it says over Schar HaRoyloi, doesn't mean like the Sma said, Schar HaTircha v'Schar HaKelim. No. It's only Schar HaKelim. Schar HaRoyloi is only for your Kelim. For the Tircha and the time that you put in, you're not allowed to charge. You have a mitzvah that shavas aveda. But for the Kelim, for the rental of your Chavis, that's what you could charge. And he's Machadish, that every Meshav Aveda only has a chiyuv for his own time and his own tircha. He never has a chiyuv for his items. I mean, let's say you could only save by your car, your ambulance, you don't have a chiyuv. You have a mitzvah to save. It's very easy to drive the guy, you use up a little gas and you use your car, you don't have a chiyuv. And my mitzvah Shavuos Aveda is only on my guf and only on my ishtadlis and my tircha. I never have a chiyuv to save from my kelim. Yeah, but how am I going to carry you to Chulil Yuwak? How am I going to carry this guy to the hospital? I won't even get there in time. I won't get there in time. Third is, you don't have the chiv. I mean, Mele, anytime you save, I day Kalim, you always have a right to mourn for the schar of the Kalim. Bishloim, until now we're talking about that. I jumped into the river and I gave up my chamar, so that's when chamar will catch up. But my jumping in the river, there were no tools. I was just trying, maybe my shirt got wet, I don't know, but jumping in is my tercha. All these cases are tercha. Tercha you can't charge for. But for your Kalim, for the use of your Kalim, is. Why not? The kelim not meshubit to save. The kelim don't have a mitzvah shavah. You don't have a mitzvah shavah zaveda to use your kelim. Memele could always charge for your kelim. And he's saying that that's what the schar roiloi means. Only your kelim, not your schar tircha. Not the mashmoyis. Not like this mas. Mas says I had to do on schar tircha as well. Eric.
Right.
This is a Shabbos Aveinu. Let's go back. We pass along to Ramban. Ramban says that once you committed, then you have to carry through commitment. Means that you're now allowed to charge for Hashav Zaveda. That you're now allowed to charge. And afterwards, once you did the Hashav Zaveda, you can ask for money. But if the guy made up with you before, and Avada, he has a chiv to carry through with his commitment, and he's going to have to pay you for whatever he promised, and now that you can't tie the Meshat in your book for that. All right, Rabbi Isaiah, good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.